I was going to pick up Austin myself because it's an example I'm well aware of. It's right in my neighborhood, so to speak. You know, Austin has grown so, so much. You can look at a skyline picture of like Austin in 2015 versus Austin today. And it's like, it looks like a different city. And this isn't like because nobody wants, like rents are also super low in Austin. And there's like two sides of that. There's supply and demand. And one might be tempted to say, well, nobody wants to live in Austin, but that's just not the case. You know, you ask anybody in Houston,
Do you want to live in Austin?
I'd like to. Like, everyone wants to live in Austin. Austin's the cool place to live. It's like the LA of Texas. Like, people want to go there. So it's clearly not like a low demand thing. It's, they're doing something right. I think they've enacted good policies. Houston has done similar things. They have very, very notoriously soft zoning policies. So there's that, obviously. I think you would have to have a very strong state capacity if you wanted to like provide a universal layer of guaranteed homelessness. But I think it is possible. I think a really good example of this is Japan. Japan is a country of how like almost a billion people, right?
A good amount.
I don't know.
Maybe
100 million. Okay, not nearly as much as I thought, but
a lot of people. Put it that way.
They have in their entire country about 2,000 homeless people, and this is like in Tokyo. Like if there was a city in the size if there was a city the size of Tokyo in the U.S. there would be like a bajillion homeless people. So clearly like Japan is doing something right. And I think a big thing is that they have a pretty generous a welfare system there that kind of just doesn't accept homelessness as this thing. And I think a lot of it in Japan is also a cultural thing. Like this culture of there's a very, very strong stigma around homelessness and also like around hospitality, but I think a lot of it is like statewide decisions on the part of a government to support like very strong housing policies, because Tokyo is another place that has notoriously very low rents for a city of its size.
Well, I think you can look
and at Tokyo also has very, very, you know, not great houses, but like these tiny, tiny little condos that people have.
Yeah, and that's
I think
kind of...
that's fine. That's great. That beats living on the street.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of things that I would want. I would want like not a great quality of housing, because obviously like cost is a worry, but like anything's better than people living on the streets.
Yeah.
So if there's a way to do this with like it being entirely free market, I would like that. But so far, I haven't seen a good case of this being done like entirely through market forces and market incentives. So just to go back to your question, yeah, I think you would have to have a pretty strong government program for this to work.
I guess the one thing, and I will kind of pivot from there, is, you know, in the case of Japan, they have extreme, especially Tokyo, extreme density. Which allows, uh-huh. you know, is a supply thing. They have enormous supply.
Sure.
I mean, maybe it's not the best supply. You mentioned that, you know, they're not the best apartments, but it's supply nevertheless, which allows, you know, rents to go down like that. You know, there was a lot to consider. I guess very briefly, because I know there's a bigger topic we want to get to. While we're on the topic of other nations, you know, immigration never ceases to be a topic of interest. I know we have very many overlapping positions on this, but I guess the thing I wanted to probe you on a little bit was as it relates to the illegal nature of crossings, you know, be it for someone who's, you know, either of ill intent or not. I guess, you know, because we definitely agree, you know, there needs to be reform in the system as it relates to making it easier to immigrate. But as it relates to people who do come illegally, if you do go about treating it as a criminal offense, being that it is a crossing that is not legal. So I'm curious to probe your thoughts on that, especially being from a border state. Kind of very briefly what you think.
I have to organize my thoughts for a second. Sorry. I feel like when we call it like this illegal, like it moralizes it a lot that they've done some big crime. And I just don't see illegal things as necessarily morally bad things, you know. You can imagine a situation like a mother stealing food for her starving kids. I don't see that as morally bad. And a lot of the times, this illegal immigration is a similar thing. It's these people in very, very desperate situations, so desperate that like I can't even imagine having to make some of these decisions. I know in the case of a very famous case recently of I'm not sure exactly what his name is. I think it's Kilmar Abrego Garcia.
Yes, the Venezuelan gentleman.
El Salvadorian.
Oh, sorry. We're jumping between El Salvador and Venezuela so much right now in the news. Get the streams crossed. But yes.
He was coming to the United States because a gang back in El Salvador was threatening the life of him and his family. And he came here and he worked in the United States. He has a pretty good paying job. He's contributing to the economy. He's paying taxes. He's buying local goods. He has a family. He has a wife who's an American citizen. He has kids here. And even though, yes, he came here illegally originally, I'm not comfortable saying he's any less American than you and me. And so it's sort of a case by case basis like that. If they're coming here to do terrible things, then obviously I'm not happy with that. If they're here to do crimes, if they're here to smuggle drugs, that's not great. But I don't think that's the vast majority of the people who are being deported right now. So I think you'd have to deal with that on a case by case basis, decide, is this person well integrated in the American society and the American economy? Are they contributing to our economy? And did they come here under a situation of distress? I think those are all considerations you have to make in these cases. And I think more often than not, I would like these people to stay here because it is a good thing for immigrants to be here, and it's very difficult for them to come here right now.
Yeah, and I think that's the crux of where we have a lot of our agreement. That, you know, I think we both agree it should be easier to come here. You know, I definitely hold the sentiment that it is a good thing to have immigrants in this country. I mean, I wouldn't be here right now if it weren't for the fact that my grandparents came here as recently as the 1960s. So, you know, I definitely have.
Neither of us are Native Americans, I don't think. I don't think most of the people listening are 100% Native Americans, so we're all immigrants.
And I think, you know, kind of where the thing I wanted to kind of zero in on is, you know, you bring up the point of, say, you know, a mother who steals bread. You know, we show compassion in those cases where we review the violation of the law. I'm curious to what extent do we provide, say, slaps on the wrist, because mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you're still talking about it, irrespective of the fact that, you know, potentially there's a moral good or even maybe a moral ambiguity. You know, there is a law that's broken. I think that's, you know, the key core and principle thing here. To what extent do you exercise grace, and to what extent do you go about the upholding of the law? So I mean, you know, it's a lot to kind of touch on, but unfortunately we cap ourselves to 30 minutes here, and you know, restrain the you know, free flow of intellectual debate. But I know, you know, there was the one thing that you wanted to get to, and I definitely want to make sure we had some time to speak about it. You wanted to speak about gender. I would assume this is of a broad sort of heady general what do we think here? But I'm is there something specifically that you wanted to touch on?
So this is for a class project of mine, obviously. So I wanted to get your opinion on this. So there's this sort of model of three different models of marriage. So there's this idea of a traditional marriage. This is what you imagine, like the housewife. The wife typically doesn't work. If she does, it's like maybe a part-time job. She does the majority of the housework, the majority of taking care of kids. And then there is this neo-traditional model. Let's hold that thought. Let's go to the opposite end. There's this progressive model where this is what like a very egalitarian person would advocate all marriage should look like. Equal... both the mother and the father are breadwinners. You know, they might have roughly equal incomes, and they split housework, they split caring for the kids equally amongst them. And then there's this neo-traditional model, which is a bit of a mix of the two, of this. Basically, the mother does work, but she also does the brunt of the housework, of the taking care of the kids. And I wonder... Of those three models of marriage, which of those would sound the most appealing to you? Which of those do you believe not our society should be structured on, but which do you believe you would want your ideal marriage to look like?
Oh, this is interesting. We're breaking from the politics here on the show, which is cool, I guess.
Let's say scaling it down to a microscopic level.
I guess we can say that. I mean, listen, I'm in many ways I'm an old school guy. You know, that's just the kind of world I grew up in. More often than not, the type of people of my background gravitate towards the neo-traditional in a lot of ways, because I think this is also informed in a lot of ways by my faith. I definitely think, you know, as a Catholic, you know, there's this in conception of marriage, we define, you know, separate but equally important roles for both the man and the woman in the relationship. And I think, you know, this is kind of the thing that's lost on a lot of people when they look at the Catholic or, you know, even generally Christian conceptions of marriage between a man and a woman, because it's, you know, obviously there are certain things that both the man and the woman have going on for their respective roles in the marriage, but they are of equal importance, and there's equal accountability between both halves to hold up their end of the bargain. I don't think that the neo-traditional model really deviates much from that, from the traditional, in so much as it still maintains kind of the core essence of what's going on, with some, you know, realities that kind of reflect back on potentially some of the socioeconomic factors we have to kind of put into consideration for a lot of families that are currently trying to make ends meet and need to live on two incomes. I mean, I can tell you it's definitely not easy in New York to afford to live there, when the median households the median house price selling in my home county is almost $750,000. It's ludicrous. So, you know, I can say that I would kind of bounce between the two, but, you know, obviously as a libertarian, so long as you're not hurting other people, I'm very much of the opinion that you pursue the model that works for you. But I'm curious then, you know, is there any kind of further consideration from that you wanted to touch on? Or, if, I mean, where you personally kind of fall on that? Where does that kind of pan out for you?
So for me personally, obviously, I'm a very progressive person. So I think I that's the type of model I would want. I would want sort of shared responsibility, both parents having relatively equal status, income levels, And this is sort of the environment I was raised in. My parents, sometimes some would lean a little bit more. But generally, I feel like both my mom and my dad had a very big role in raising me. So I'm curious, you said that in your faith, both the men and the women have these separate but equally important roles. So I'm curious, what would you conceive as the role for the man in a marriage?
I mean, he's ultimately the primary provider. You know, this kind of falls back into, you know, sure, there can be, you know,
so like kind of this breadwinner role.
Yeah, and you know, at the same time, you know, the woman, you know, can, and if she has the desire to do so, should pursue a source of income as well. But you know, the conception is, you know, that there's the primary role in the part of the man to do so, being kind of the ultimate defender of the family, things of that sort, you know, which is mirrored in a lot of ways by the nature of both men and women in just kind of how the there's a kind of attitude of what manhood is and what womanhood is that's presented through the Bible, which mm-hmm. you know, it doesn't mean that it's kind of cut and dry, this is the case. I mean, you know, obviously we're not, you know, from the perspective of faith, we're all made in God's image, but we have varieties upon which that is different. But you know, there's kind of broad generalizations that encompass certain deviations as well that just are brought forth by the Bible. And I did actually do a very interesting Bible study a while back on, you know, mm-hmm. what does the Bible say about manhood? What does it mean to be a man? What are the virtues inherent to masculinity? We're kind of in the last minute here. I mean, any kind of closing thoughts there that you wanted to bring in?
No, this has been really, really great. A good conversation, I'd say.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know if you feel the same way.
Absolutely, yeah. I think, you know, it's always so crazy how fast the time goes. You know, it is.
Yeah, I was very surprised about that.
it makes you yearn for the days of ye old tavern. You know, the coffee, or whatever you wanted, the salon. So, but anyways, thank you for coming on. It was a pleasure to have you, and I hope you guys enjoyed having, you know, an actual guest on the show once again. But I'll send you all off with this. You all have a wonderful rest of your day. Take care, and God bless.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
So that was Still Yum. Shout out to them for being here at the station. It was a great time. It sounded really good, I thought. And so, yeah, that was fun. We got a couple minutes left on the hour, so I did want to let you know about some other things that are happening at the station that, you know, maybe you could tune into if you wanted. Because we do have other shows. Having bands in sometimes and that sort of thing. We have other shows that you might want to listen to. So, looking to expand your horizons? In the mood for something obscure? Weird? Tune in to Audible Sounds Mondays at 12 p.m. for all the latest experimental music from around the world and discover the strangest genre you didn't know you loved. Alternatively, Contra Listerio is a supporter of pop music, dissonance, and synths. You can listen Tuesdays at 2 p.m. with Alice for sound rock, pop, and genre in notably non-French programming. So those are some other shows. We are about to switch to our summer schedule because the semester just ended, which thank goodness. So you might want to keep an eye on the website, and that might update in a little bit. But either way, some great shows happening at the station. Now we've also got some underwriting I wanted to get to. So WRCT is supported by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Roadhouse Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, you can visit their website at roadhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. Now, if you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh, online at wrct.org.
Hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her? I woke up this morning, realized what I had done. I stood alone in the cold gray dawn and knew I'd lost my morning sun. I lost my head and I said some things. Now comes the heartaches that the morning brings. I know I'm wrong, but I couldn't see. I let my world slip away from me. So hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her? If you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry.
Skip a rope, skip a rope. Oh, listen to the children while they play. Now ain't it kind of funny what the children say? Skip a rope. Daddy hates mommy, mommy hates dad. Last night you should have heard the fight they had. Gave little sister another bad dream. She woke us all up with a terrible scream. Skip a rope, skip a rope. Oh, listen to the children while they play. Ain't kinda funny what the children say. Skip a rope. Cheat on your taxes, don't be a fool. Now what was that they said about a golden rule? Never mind the rules, just play to win. And hate your neighbor for the shade of his skin. Skip a rope. Skip a rope. Oh, listen to the children while they play. Now ain't it kind of funny what the children say? Skip a rope. Stab them in the back, that's the name of the game. And mommy and daddy are who's to blame? Skip a rope. Skip a rope. Just listen to your children while they play. It's really not very funny what the children say. Skip a rope. Skip a rope. Skip a rope. Skip a rope. Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet, threw my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid playing with a can that he was kicking. Then I walked across the street and caught the Sunday smell of someone's frying chicken. And Lord, it took me back to something that I lost somewhere, somehow along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. In a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing sure to dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk. Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl that he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to the songs they were singing. Then I headed down the street, and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like a disappearing dreams of yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk.
Sunday morning coming down.
County, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. Wichita lineman is still on the
sunshine. Wake up, sleepy head. Why'd we move that Bojangle clock so far away from the bed? Just one more minute, that's why we moved it. One more hug or two. Do you love waking up next to me as much as I love waking up next to you? I'll make the bed, I'll fix your lunch and you fix mine. Now tell me the truth, do these old shoes look funny? Honey, it's almost 9. Now you be careful, gotta go. I love you, have a beautiful day, and kiss the happiest girl in the whole USA. For letting life turn out the way that I always thought it could be.
For acoustic music, puzzles, interviews, and live performances weekly, join host Larry Berger for the Saturday Light Brigade to get your weekend off to a good start. That's the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings, right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
As I sit here tonight, song. Too many times married men think they're still single. That has caused many a good girl to go wrong. All the boys and you ended up half tied. But liquor and love, they just don't mix. Leave the ball or me behind. And don't come home a drinking with loving on your mind. No, don't come home a drinking with loving on your mind. Just stay out there on the town and see what you can find. Cause kissing on me, it happens every time. No, don't come home a drinking with loving on your mind. No, don't come home a drinking with loving on your mind. Just stay out there on the town and see what you can find. Cause if you want that kind of love, well, you don't need none of mine. So don't come home.
He'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing. Pappy's corn squeezing.
Shh, white lightning.
Well, the G-men, T-men, revenuers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
Shh, white lightning.
Took a little sip and right away I knew, as my eyes bugged out and my face turned blue. Lightning started flashing, thunder started clashing.
White lightning.
Well, the G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on talking.
White lightning.
Morning as he hit the ground. Mighty, mighty pleasing, your pappy's corn squeezing.
Whew, white lightning.
The G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where it made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind, but Mama tried. One and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried. Mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried. Mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause mama tried.
Often imitated but not quite duplicated. This is the H. Dredd Show, WRCT.
The devil left the devil. Because no matter where we're from, we still see you and I. We say we're not gonna make by them law. We have a human right for trouble anywhere we want. Cause comes an immigration of a fundamental flaw. Innocent families, them separating with no cause. Them system is designed for treat the poor like them from Mars. Them call you immigrant and then lock you behind the bars. Your visa gets revoked no matter how much it costs. But Rastafari is the ultimate and we no answer to no boss. We are all world citizens. We should be free to be tried into another land, yeah. World citizens. Tired of the system and them laws of immigration. Sibili bang. World citizens. The unity of mankind is my mission and my only plan, yeah. World citizens. Set if we go burn dirty Babylon again.
Ups and greetings and hello to all the massive out there that are tuned in right now. This is Dubmatics and you're listening to One to One with Kevin Amos on WRCT Pittsburgh. And you know what I'm going to say? Don't change that dial because you know we want to make you smile.
As my drive alone, street light flicker on empty lane, bassline rolling, soothe my brain. Window half down, breeze in my face. Night old secrets moving at my pace. Heartbeat steady, rhythm in my chest. No rush now, just follow the quest. Oh, midnight ignition, new journey begin. Soundtrack of silence. Flow late night DJ talks soft and low. City start fading, memories creep. Dreams in the mirror, hopes me keep. Blink of a neon echo in there. Somebody waiting me, don't know where. Just me and the rhythm, stars overhead. Midnight ignition, forward me tread.
Headlights sweep cross empty street. Faces disappear before we meet. Unknown travelers moving slow, whispering secrets we never know. Night air heavy, tension high. Strangers pass silent, just a nod, no high. But wonder their stories, where them belong. Shadow riders drifting here, then gone. Shadow riders pass through the night. Ghostly companions out of sight. Riding together, then the old lamppost, coat collar up, faces like ghosts. Might be a lover, might be a friend. Just shadow riders with nowhere to end. Sometimes a bicycle, sometimes a car. We see them from distance, never too far. Blink and them vanish, fade into black. Shadow riders never look back.
Hush road, quick footsteps fade. Shadow riders.
Every journey brings strangers me meet. Shadow riders blending with city beat. Me pass by the crossroads, slow down me pace. Catching reflections, a flicker of face. Night is for moving, night is for dreams. Shadow riders silent, or so it seems. Shadows reel, riding together till morning.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?